It's Pranks and Firth, it's Monday. It's me, Ash Frith, it's Justin Panks, and this week we're going to be talking about irreverent things.
Burger!
Justin's going to be doing his new Jamaican and Nigerian characters.
Oh, fuck. Am I? Okay. I nearly went straight into it without thinking then.
And I'm going to be debuting my new Chinese student.
The thing is, they all sound the same to me. Jamaicans and Nigerians, the same voice, right?
Yeah, it's the same voice. Mm. Yeah.
So, African is like a duck. They do that.
You could be.
No, I'm not going to do it, but they're a bit very staccato, I think, is the music phrase. Whereas Jamaica is lilty, and I don't mean the drink before I get any letters. It's called a lilt, isn't it? When the words.
Do they still make lilt?
I think they rebranded it to something else.
Rio. Is that
Lilt? No, Rio was a Lilt wannabe. Lilt was the original. Like, because what? Okay, let's get into the burning topic. What came first, Fanta or what was the other one? Sunkist. Tango was definitely later, I think.
The thing about Fanta was it was made in Germany because the Coca-Cola factory didn't get its supply of Coca-Cola products during the war. Mm. So they still had the factory, so they had to make something. So they made this Orangeade to replace Coca-Cola.
I remember apparently all the fucking, what was it, 6 million oranges fell to the... Didn't it, wasn't it?
When they went back... And the Germans started using the Coca-Cola factory again. They just carried on making it. And they were like, oh, this is bloody delicious. This bloody stuff you've made, you Nazis. Well done.
The one thing, there's a few things that you could say about the Nazis. People always said the trains ran on time.
Yeah.
Which I think I think I might have mentioned this before. A darker comment than I realised as a child. I thought that just meant they were very efficient and...
Does it mean Auschwitz trains?
I think it means those trains, yeah. It's a very dark...
Oh, no, I didn't realise that.
I don't know that it does, but I've sort of pondered on it in my adult life and thought, oh, at least it's a joke. It's a dark, awful thing to say. Not the infrastructure of the country was perfect, which it can be if you do not give a shit about human rights. Just look at China. You know, if you don't give a shit about... Like, apparently in their Beijing... Do you remember the, not a scandal, but the, because that's the thing, they can't have scandals because they don't care.
Yeah, scandal only counts if people are scandalised.
Yeah, exactly. But in China, at the opening, this is topical, the opening ceremony of the Beijing, they were like, all the people stood there in the, that like made, you know, when everyone stands there and holds up different bits of colours and makes, you know, like pictures from the air, they were all like forced to wear nappies and they had to stand for 8 hours. And it was like, well, if you don't need to piss or shit, just piss and shit yourself. So you can have a nice little display if you don't give people breaks. I mean, you know. But then, so yeah, I don't think it was about...
Just go where you stand.
Yeah. I mean, at what point? Okay, so at what point, right? You think we all lived in a little settlement, right? There was 8 in our tribe, Ash, remember? Back good old days. And we went around the campfire.
Can you name them?
Groot. Oog.
Good. Straight to the Marvel character, brilliant.
Well, who's a Marvel character?
Oh yeah, no, move on. Sorry, yeah, I forgot you don't know. Yeah,
I was trying to make like caveman-esque noises.
Okay, yeah. So Groot, Oog,
Oog, Gug, Ombo, and like you need a shit, didn't you? So you go, oh, don't do it in the middle of the fucking floor here where we all sit around the fire. It stinks. So then you go and walk to the edge of the. And shit, you know. And then we exceeded Dunbar's number and we've got like 75 people. At what point is it like, oh, we're going to have to sort this out and invent a toilet? Like, we can't... Like, at what sort of
all
size...
go in a hole.
Yeah, we can't... Yeah, we've like, this is unmanageable. We are now no longer animals. Like, we can't just... Animals just shit. I know cats go certain places.
But don't you think it's mad that it was still a long time before we realised that sort of just wallowing around in other people's shit wasn't great for you?
Well, they say, like I've said it on here probably many times, that's why we find the smell of shit so repulsive, is we are only descended from people that found the smell of shit repulsive, because the ones that didn't drank stagnant, unsanitized water and died, and their genes didn't pass on. So that's as true. Time goes on, I think it started going back the other way now. That people are
people
just
start liking the smell.
Well, people are artificially, if you think about it, kept alive, not artific- but by the state. Like, if you're very unable to look after yourself, let's say, the state will appoint someone to look after you and keep you alive.
Yeah, okay.
That's an extreme vibe.
Whereas you used to just fall off and die.
Well, you definitely wouldn't, mate. This is my whole thing about the internet. This is why I noticed so many people since, you know... okay, so if you're 30 and morbidly obese and...
Come on!
I know, and all you do is Pokemon and, you know... You would never get laid, but now you can go on a forum and find a woman that's the same. And then you have children.
All the ones that.
And my point is, like, not, and everyone's entitled to have children. Not entitled, but, you know, I'm not saying, I'm not definitely talking about sterilizing or, I'm not talking about eugenics or anything like that. But I
not
don't,
talking about
I don't think in 50 years, I think we've peaked. I think in 50 years, the gene pool's going to start going a little bit backwards because of everyone can find someone now. And I'm not being cruel, but, the whole point was the most attractive people would be attracted to each other and have healthy... Like women are attracted to taller men because and better genes. And like we were, we've sort of like, you know, that evolution of man thing. I think it's going to start going the other way now because technology is allowing unfuckable people to fuck.
Everyone can mate.
Yeah, and you don't... And it's not, you know, and, you know... So how do I say? I don't know. And sound like this sounds fascist, doesn't it? But I guess in the old days, if you had the dead weight in the tribe, you'd be like, "Well, we've got to just get rid of him because all he does is eat the wild boar. He can't catch a wild boar." And no woman
but
would.
Then,
have,
so
no
I don't think this is like that modern. I don't, because if you think about Victorian times, they were all like rotting teeth and just unable to do anything for themselves. So it's been coming a long time.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, and the scumbags died younger, didn't they? And they'd have, and you know, and you'd have 12 kids, and five would make it. Whereas the elites would had a higher success, but you know, but I'm, and that's not a bad. God, I sound awful, but the thing is,
natural selection you're talking about. Well, you're going to go on GB News next time.
Do you believe?
Please.
I don't know if you do. You believe in the sperm competition thing? Because I know it's quite a moot. I think it's quite contentious. And
well, I went along once, and I was up for it, so I got in.
I didn't like any of it.
But when I slipped over on someone in my mouth, I was like, "Nah, not for me, actually," and I stopped. But
well, no, they
I believe in it.
Well, they say that when a woman was ovulating in the tribe, five men would have sex with her, and the one with the healthiest, most virile sperm would. So that was an internal.
It'd go last.
That was an internal. Not necessarily an internal selection process. So then when you've externalised that, as in the one that's got the more animal furs and the one that's better at catching the boar, the one that's better at defending the... They would select him. Then it became for internal to external. Now there's no... We're all... Anyone's, you know... It's a race to the bottom.
Uggs babies all survive the winter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas Groot...
Well, Groot, he's got his... Groot the fruit, we call him. We're not sure if he's, we don't know what he does, but
he's confused.
I thought of a strange word today. Like, you know, like, you know, I'm a word ponderer. I thought, what do you think? It's a very strange word. It's fulfilled, because it's
fulfilled.
It's past and present tense, isn't it? I'm full. I'm filled. If you fill something, it's full, and it becomes fulfilled. It's like
it's fully filled.
It's not fully. Was it fully filled? I guess it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, I fully filled this task.
But you say fulfilled.
Yeah, I've edited it.
That's like saying I'm. That's like saying I'm emptied, isn't it?
Yeah, fully emptied.
Is there any other words of a past and present tense portmanteaued together?
You've put me on the spot now. This is completely unacceptable from you to have done this to me, to put me on such a spot in front of the listener.
Just say I don't know.
I don't know
either.
I've got a conspiracy theory. Do you want to get into that now?
can we just circle back before you do about my Kate theory? What am I? Can I read the future? Exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Exactly what I said, that there is a conspiracy to cover something up. That wasn't them. That photoshopped for a reason. And then they're going to come out and then everyone will go, oh, you conspiracy theorist. See, you should leave her alone. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I have a little bit of cancer. Forget that. There was a conspiracy. You were covering something up. It wasn't what you said. That was all fake. And now you're saying that everyone's a conspiracy.
I'm seeing that, to be fair.
What?
I'm seeing what you're saying being said.
Yeah, I know. But I said it before it happened.
No, yeah, no. What I mean is, I'm not just seeing people going, oh, well, I've seen a couple of people, to be fair, but like put the conspiracy theorist, your tin hat wearing idiots, put that to bed. But I'm seeing more people going, well, they did cover it up.
Exactly.
We have seen
and some... on purpose. It was all. Yeah. This is all part of the game. And Samuel posted in the Discord conspiracy channel. Yeah, but is that true? And I think it was the Guardian or the Telegraph. I don't know. Doctors are baffled that there is this strange new cancer so many young, healthy people are now getting. I don't know why.
She got? What kind of cancer has she got?
Turbo vaccine cancer, apparently it's called.
Oh, they've named it that as well.
They've called it the Pfizer vaccine cancer. That's what doctors are calling it, but they've got no idea where it came from.
That's a red flag, isn't it?
Hmm. Red flag to a bull.
Do you want to hear my conspiracy?
Oh, yeah, I do. But can you just say you were right at that again? Hang on, let's ring the bell.
Yeah, I agreed with you on that, yes.
No, I'm not talking to you, dickweed, the listener.
Oh.
Let me ring the bell. And I haven't got a bell up here today. Another one. I think it's about 11-0 if you and I were going head-to-head on what we think about the world.
Do I not get a point because I also agreed with you on that one?
Well, yeah, but you can agree, but I came up with it. But it was obvious, wasn't it? No, but yeah, we did agree on that one. But this was a move to further denigrate. And the fact it's such the tragic sort of pity thing that it is, and it is pitiful, you know, when I say pitiful, I don't mean, you know what I mean? I mean, I do feel
full
pity.
Full of pity.
Yeah, I do feel pity, and I do feel empathy, and I do think it's quite sad. But I think it's a big fucking old gaslighting manipulation. Oh, see, I saw people going, see, I hope you're happy with yourselves. Leave her alone now. Like as if, well, hang on. People were saying, that's not her. They're covering something up. And they were. And then the rest of it is speculation. Like, could it be this? Could it be that? But that's what they allowed.
There must have been something. Because I don't really understand why anyone cared. That's the thing that was happening to me. I was like, well, something must be going on because someone must know. That's normally what happens, isn't it? It's like when someone knows that there's something, it's kind of they've got nothing they can overtly say.
Yeah.
So it just gets getting pushed and pushed and pushed. And there was that thing of just like suddenly everyone's talking about it. I was like, well, why does anyone
and
care?
Then right before she came out with the statement, the story was, oh, someone tried to hack her medical records. Again, painting her as the victim, a privacy issue. That's like, oh, and then she comes out and asks for privacy. It was all orchestrated. And it's a nefarious, ulterior game they're playing. Don't think that this is just, oh, she had cancer. She wanted to keep it quiet. This is like, right, nothing's ever as it seems. Is everything a conspiracy? Yes. Is the world run by lizard people? Yes. Have we been to the moon? No. If the earth is round, if the earth is the rainbows are... Why
Let
are
me
they,
do my one now.
Why do rainbows look one. Like that? Go on then.
Right. So, I just want you to answer this straight answering, okay?
Fastballs with Ash Frith. Go!
You don't have to think too much about it. Just answer as anyone would answer.
Look, whether I have to or don't have to, I don't think about much, do I? When I
no, that's true.
Straight from the hip to the lip. That's how I shoot. Go.
Okay, if I'm going from London to Australia.
Yes.
If you're going from London to Australia, how are you getting there?
By an aeroplane.
Yes. 27 hours, let's say, in an aeroplane.
Sure.
If you're driving in your car from Route 66 across America, right?
Yes.
If you disconnected I think it might be alternator, but dynamo, essentially, that is running from the wheels to the battery.
Yes, alternator.
What would happen to your car?
The battery would go flat.
Yes. Okay.
The battery would not be recharging. It would be diminishing.
Yeah. Yes. What is charging the batteries on an aeroplane that flies for 27 hours?
They've got a... In between London and Australia, there's a big generator and a long cord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's many questions like this. So let's think about it. So they've got... you're right. Because the wheels turning, the energy is used from the engine to propel the car. Now, the axles have a feedback dynamo to an alternator. So as the engine makes the wheels turn, the wheels are making electrical energy and
Yeah.
Fucking hell, mate. Good question. That's a good question. I like it. But I guess there must be... Because a jet engine, there's no way that they could... They'd have to have a windmill on there, wouldn't they, really?
That's what I'm thinking. It'd have to be a windmill on every plane. Say you've got 500 passengers all using the electricity, plus the lights, plus heating the food, running the electrical equipment.
I guess the only
equipment thing
is they must be generating electricity, and when they... Yeah. And it just uses so much more fuel. It must be a generator. Like the jet fuel is turning the propellers, which is also feeding off to a generator. But you'd be losing so much energy is the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge energy drain.
And LED lighting is a modern thing. But they've been flying to Australia for, decades.
How about... Have you looked at the route that an aeroplane would take to Australia?
No, I've not looked at anything.
Yeah. Like, if you look at the flight paths, like, there was one where a woman was going from Vietnam to somewhere, and she was having a baby, and they had to do an emergency landing, and they landed, like, in Alaska. And if you look at, I don't know, if you look at a globe, it was like a complete right angle. Like, why the fuck were they flying over there? And then if you flatten it out, it was like a dead straight line. Do you know what I mean? Like on a globe, it looks like they're going. It looks like they're going over countries that they're not in the way, unless you do a flat map. I think it's both. I think it's flat and round, as we know. You know, like when you're playing like a.
You think it's a simulation, so it don't matter.
Exactly, but then it can be both. It can act flat but be round. So you know, it acts round but it's actually flat. You know, like on the games where they had limited memory, and that's the thing, we had limited memory when it was created. When you were playing like a 2D, like the first Zelda game, right? You'd walk past and it'd be like a little hut, wouldn't it, with a door in it, and then when you went in, it was a big dungeon.
Yeah,
and you go, you think that hut is just representing a big dungeon. But obviously it's like the TARDIS, the inside is huge. It opens up a whole new level. But I think everything's like that, really. That to save, I don't know. Like, you look at atoms, there's nothing actually there. Like, I don't know. It's like, If there isn't, you know, the old saying, if the tree falls in a forest and there's no one there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. I think it doesn't. I think that the forest ain't there until there's a human there. Like that big dungeon in Zelda isn't there until you go in there, and then that bit of code's accessed.
It accesses that bit of code. Yeah. It's like when you murder a load of people in your house and you leave the room and go back in, they've all got.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like that. Yeah. I just think that. I said Jesus was the IT guy. And he come down to sort of like, you know, what is a miracle? A programmer that could make, like, you know, like a character float or change the skins would seem like God, wouldn't it, if you're in the simulation? Like someone says, I'll change the skin on him. I'll do this. I've got a new weapon. You know what I mean? I can, when you can walk through walls when you're spectating in like Counter-Strike or something, you can float around. I think Jesus was just like the IT guy. That's all he was. He was like someone.
I've been seeing a lot of people on YouTube that do a thing where they turn into an item and then they, I think it's Fortnite or something like that, and they float around and then they park up.
But if you're in
if
you're in that simulation and you are confined to the physics that have been created for that simulation, that would appear to be a miracle, a godlike miracle, wouldn't it?
But when you break your code, you're put in an asylum.
Well, I'm close. They're coming for me now. Can you hear that? More taxi. No, but I'm close to breaking the code. Thinking about stuff a lot. I think about a lot of stuff.
That's good.
Getting close. Icarus, they call me.
Yeah, because you had sex with your mum.
No, that's Oedipus. He didn't have sex. Yeah. He wanted to. And he couldn't stand seeing his father with her, so he cut out his own eyes after murdering her or did whatever.
I think that's fair.
But the Greeks were pretty fucked up, man. Nonces, weren't they, generally? And
lots of nonces going on there.
What's going on with nonces? What's going on with nonces running the world? Like this, okay.
Why? It seems weird. It's weird. Like, if they run the world, why is it still illegal?
Because if it was legal, they wouldn't want to do it, Ash. They're Satan. They're Satanists. If you think about if you legalized, like, if you're a Satanist, like they are, the lizard Satans, I call them, the Satan lizards.
Since Greek times, they've wanted to do it.
What?
So you think they'd have just normalized it?
Well, the thing about the elites, what they do is they haven't stopped. They've just made it. Basically, they've made it illegal for everyone else, haven't they? Like, they've done that law, but they just carry on. What about this? Have you seen all this Nickelodeon stuff?
No. I've seen, like, the word Nickelodeon a few times, but I don't really know what's happened.
Right. Well, there was this guy who did a lot of the teeny tweeny shows, like Hannah Montana type shows. Don't quote me on what. I don't know what shows. The one that Ariana Grande was in. Ariana Grande. Well, fuck, ever you say her name. I think there's too many E's in her name. Ariana Grande, is it? Or Grand Ariana.
I didn't know she was a children's TV presenter.
Oh, yeah, she was in one that the kids watched. It was about... It weren't Hannah Montana, it was someone else. Like, you know, like these ones is called, like, Ashley or something. Anyway. And there's this guy, I think he was called Dan Schneider. And he looks a bit like a tubby... You know, like a, it's like a younger Harvey Weinstein sort of character. And, here's something going on with that geezer. They've just made an expose called something like Quiet on Set, which is obviously about how it was, everyone kept quiet. And there's one Ariana Grande's, she's, you know, we've spoken on here before about there's always the trope of the super thick person in every comedy, whether it be or Joey from Friends or that woman from The Vicar of Dibley with a blonde hair was dead. There's always the super thick person. It's a big comedy.
Yep.
Well, she was that. Yep. And she's trying to juice a potato. And she's got a potato in both hands, shaking it like she's rubbing off a big dong. Going, give me your juice. I want the juice. It's very strange. And a lot of feet things, and it's a lot of sexual innuendos.
Was she a kid?
Well, under the age of consent, And he was surrounded, and it's very fucking weird. And so they've made this film called Quiet on Set, and they're showing people clips from the 2000s, the noughties, I guess, of all these clips, and these people are going, that went out on Nickelodeon. And they're going, yeah, that went out. No, they look. Remember that famous rainbow outtake where they're going, "Oh, look at my twanger!" But it was just them fucking around, wasn't it? It's like
and
that.
This was like this. Yeah, but went real. Out.
Yeah, yeah. It's so strange that the noughties to me don't seem that long ago. I mean, they ended 15 years ago, I guess, was 2009, wasn't it? But it seems like generations ago in terms of cultural.
Just think about the whole cultural thing, the laddiness, the lad. Factor and all that. That was so weird, wasn't it? And ladettes.
The thing is...
Can you imagine Nuts and Zoo magazine now?
I remember like those ones like... what was the one I used to get quite a lot? There was a sort of... It was a bit more about... It was a bit more grown up than Nuts. It was more for like in your mid...
GQ or Loaded or...
It might have been Loaded. No, not Loaded. It was more like music based, but it was... There was one magazine I used to get quite regularly. Fuck, I can't remember what it's called.
FHM?
No, it weren't like them. It was more like... It was cultural, but they used to look back a lot. Like, they'd have a lot on the front. It'd be Keith Moon, Oliver Reed, all these Hellraisers. And it was like... Or Jimi Hendrix. It was a music magazine, but more for, like, classic sort of... Oh, fuck me. I've completely blanked. I think for one of my birthdays, my ex got me a year's subscription to it.
I think I know the one you mean.
Yeah, no, it wasn't as nerdy as Record Collector, but it was going down that road. It was between FHM and Record Collector. It was like a... God, it would come to me. But anyway, it's always had a black... And it was always like... Oh, wow, yeah, Robert Plant fucked 1,000 women and chucked a telly out the window. Yeah, it's all glorifying this quite unacceptable behaviour. I mean, not even by now. I mean, it should have been then. That's the thing with the past when you look back. Like, you know, like you go like the N-word. Like, obviously, that is totally unacceptable now and should have been then. And then you get those things...
But it wasn't.
And then you get those things that have become unacceptable. You go, well, that's a bit harmless. That's when it goes too far, isn't it? Like,
well, when it's just like, I can't think of an example, but something where there was no victim, do you mean? Or
now that's basically where I was going with this Nickelodeon thing. Now, I haven't seen the documentary. I might be unaware of some actual...
Were they being abused or not being
abused?
Yeah, exactly.
They were just being
I don't know.
But the weird thing is, Ariana Grande looking like she's fucking rubbing off a potato... I don't know that it did cause any harm. It shouldn't have happened. But I don't. If you go, oh, that... Do you know what I mean? If you said, oh...
It's like when we made my friend Greg's sister say wanker when she was like four.
Yeah, I mean... But
and
then,
made her say twat
that's,
and fuck and
obviously,
rude words
but doing,
by tricking her.
Doing that on a sort of Disney-owned or whatever it is, big national... You know, it has to get through rooms of writers and... The censors and the, you know, it has to. There's a lot of people complicit in putting this material out. It's very different to kids fucking around. And obviously, so say he was sexualizing young people. Did that, and then it's a question, not a, you know, statement. Did that do a rise in the did that make more pedos? Were pedos masturbating to it? Which, you know, were you, is it, should he be, if you sort of, should he be charged with making images of indecent images of children? Is suggestive the same as, I don't know. I don't know where the law is. The law's
are they saying that he knew what he was doing?
Oh my God, yeah.
Was...
He's got a big track record. And again, like Tarantino, he seemed to be obsessed with feet, young girls' feet. Like, they go, oh, look, it's just a close up of her foot. Like, I think there was
Do you think
one.
These people thought that it just that would be it. It would go out because a lot of stuff back then it went out and it went away forever.
The elite.
I remember Richard Herring talking about trying to get hold of old TV footage of stuff that him and Stuart Lee did, and it's like almost impossible. It's like it kind of exists, but you can't find it. It's literally physically exists somewhere, but all they've been recorded over, or there's all that stuff. And it's just like I wonder whether these people did it. And we're like, well, that's it. It goes out on Saturday, but that's pretty much
not
it.
In 2000s, maybe, because the internet was going when it maybe not. But yeah. So the thing about people like him is they always do it in plain sight. And I know you've your question. Why would they do that? Why do they leave little?
No. But I think that definitely because you're much less likely to challenge something that is.
They like use the word like people say. Why do the Illuminati leave these little clues? They just do. They do.
That's... I don't even think that. I think this is just pure, like, he's just doing it because the system allowed him to do it in that case. I don't know the... I've not seen it, but I think stuff like that, it's like just getting away with stuff. You know when you're at school and you're just being a bit of a twat and it's just like, well, yeah, I can. This is happening. Yeah, this is probably not in my moral
compass. What was we talking about? Yeah, I think that's happened a bit with that whole Planet Fitness changing room thing. That was a trans woman, let's say, to be sensitive in the female
and a shave.
Shaving, and that's a big it's such an overt masculine thing.
Just shaving
to
the chin or shaving their genitalia,
face, shaving the face area, which is a woman, you know, is not very feminine, is it? Shaving your face. So I think that was a bit like, oh, I can. So
all
I'm
right, don't
do
mind
it.
Me. I've just got my badger hair brush.
I remember like. Yeah, it's a bit like you can't do nothing about it. I mean, here's a woman and I'm shaving my beard. It's like, it just seems a bit, not gratuitous. I guess it is gratuitous, isn't it? It's a bit like...
It's very difficult to say, isn't it? But it kind of does feel like that is a test.
Yeah, it's a like, this is where we are. This is allowed now. You're going to have to lump it. And apparently there was a young girl terrified in there. You know, she's trying to get undressed. This person walks in. The girl's covered herself up with a towel and is there's someone shaving their face in there in a miniskirt and going, well, you know, I don't know. It's fucking strange, man. It's fucking, yeah. I mean, just where we're at, like, as if that matters.
But there were at the point where there'd be some people who really believe in, I don't know what the words
freedom
are.
Freedom of expression really, or freedom of...
And yes, yeah, so then, but even there'll be some of them going, that seems unnecessary, doesn't it?
I just think, I mean, it's just such a strange... The reason it's a hot-button topic and the reason it's spoke about so much, even though it's such a small percentage of the population that it directly affects, is because it is a bit of a test case for...
It's brand new test
it's
case.
Brand, it's yeah. a brand new test case for freedom of... individuals' freedoms. Like, does my... So say I started a cult, right? And in my cult, it says the world was created by a marble, right? And it's like every Sunday we go into the public areas and just lob marbles up into the sky as hard as we can with catapults, and they rain down on everyone. So obviously that's a safety issue, right? I'm obviously picking something absurd, like, so there's no chance of it being missed.
I like it.
Yeah, no one can apply it to a particular religion or anything. So then you go, well, all these people.
You say that, but to me, that reeks of Judaism. Yeah.
Five times a day, we take our shoes off and shoot marbles up into the sky with a catapult. And then the marbles come down and start hitting things, like damaging cars, hitting people on the head. So then, this is our religious, this is our right to practice our religion, and our religious book text clearly dictates we must do this. So at what point do you go, that person's freedom trumps the other person? Like, people should be free to be in a public space without being fucking clattered with marbles. So that's, yeah. I think this whole trans thing is that. It's like, should they be allowed in sports? Why do you care what your kids are? I don't really care about this, but it's a point of where do we draw the line with any of this kind of thing where you have...
You can't draw a line because everyone's terrified.
Well, that's the thing that they do, isn't it? And they've now done this going back to Kate. Now everyone's shamed into silence or questioning anything. That's what I think it was all about.
Because I don't really know. I'm not clever enough to really have a strong opinion on this. But I went to the zoo the other day. Not the zoo. Went to Woburn Safari. Mm-hmm. And the rhinoceroses... The male rhinoceros is kept separate from the female rhinoceroses in the bit you can drive through.
Is it rhinoceri, isn't it?
I don't know. So
sounds more... The rhinoceros sounds ungainly. I'm sure it's a rhinoceri, but...
Rhinos. Okay, so the male rhinos...
Yes, rhinos.
..is kept separate from the female rhinos in the bit you drive through.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they weren't... there would be aggravation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to differentiate between male and female rhinos.
Got ya. See where you're going now, yep. So gender isn't a social construct, is it? It's a scientific clarification.
I don't. Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. I don't know what the answer is. I'd love to know what the answer is.
You can
from the
live,
other point of view.
You can live as what you want to live, and you can present. You can see yourself as what you want to see yourself. But at some point, there will be issues where it is pertinent and relevant.
Yeah. Because
what your
we are
gender is,
ultimately
not your gender.
Animals.
Sorry, what sex you are, not your gender.
Yeah.
But what sex you are. There are instances like that where, if rhinos could talk and that rhino presented itself as a female rhino and you put it in with a woman in it, carnage, there are going to be, and bathrooms and sport, restrooms, toilets, bathroom, sport is the one. That's why everyone talks about
young
it so
children.
Much. Because it is a...
Let's not let little girls
look at
blokes shaving in the toilets.
Yeah, how'd you stop that then? On what basis?
Like, because I just think it's not worth the hassle. So that's not me saying anyone can't do anything they
I'm not asking you. We're talking hypothetically. So how do you prevent that from happening?
Yeah, well, there has to be a thing that some people are really unhappy about.
Yeah, well, I...
You have to at some point go, look, as a government, we're saying, unfortunately for you, people are going to be annoyed. A small minority people are going to be annoyed. You can't do that. You can't go into a space where there's minors and...
Look.
And I don't think it's happening a lot. Don't get me wrong.
No, it's
I know
not happening
that
a lot, but it's a
blown.
Pertinent, it's a pertinent thought experiment in a way, isn't it?
I think the ultimate responsibility is to protect children, and I'm not saying they're doing anything. I just think that there would be children.
But the door is opened, even if slightly ajar, for a wrong and to exploit it, isn't it? That's the whole point.
Yeah, just because... I'm just going to wash my cock and balls in the sink.
Yeah, I nearly had a go. I don't know if you. Went back in the day when I was at the other gym where they had a swimming pool, and there was a fucking bloke who set my spidey sense off, and every school holidays he was in the fucking, I never see him all year round, he was in the change room, the male changing room, as a man walking about a bit too naked, a bit too long, if that makes any sort of sense, fully shaved, not, and quite a big old hog on him, give him his credit, but around all the kids where parents were taking their kids swimming. And I felt like going, mate, you know, he'd go, what? I'm just in the male changing room. There was little girls in there with their parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I know you're not doing anything wrong, but I know what you're doing. Fucking sitting, like, imagine that in a female changing room where there's 12, 13-year-old girls.
I think that's really well put. That's
kind
of the point I'm trying to make.
There's nothing to stop it. That's why there are these laws. And then you undo all these laws, and then you have the problem, and then it will swing back the other way. But in the meantime...
Oh, like, it swung back the other way, by the sounds of it.
Well, the accelerationists will say, yeah, let them, and then there's a couple of women will get raped, and then they'll realise they're wrong. But I don't want them to... That's what you have to try and do, is not let the women get raped before you change back. Try and imagine a future where someone could exploit this. I said this to Darius on his podcast the other day. I said, it's like when they get an ex... hacker to shore up internet security, or an ex-burglar to sort of like look at
these people
know how to find little chinks in the armor and loopholes and exploit them, so they're the ones you want shoring them up, and you shore up the hole in your cyber security before a hacker gets in, not after. If one girl, young girl, is traumatized or even worse assaulted because of these,
that's okay, but more than that is a problem.
Well, you didn't let me finish my sentence, but that's, yes, that. I was going to say exactly that. I think that's how you know when you're... No, but you know what I'm saying. Let's have the... That's. It's like I said, the right and the left, this is the big difference, I think. The right... there's going to be an omelette made. Life is making an omelette. I've used an analogy before, maybe. And we have to break the eggs. The right wing seem to be, let's break the eggs now. Like, let's fucking stop people coming into the country. Everyone... I'm not saying agree with this, I'm saying the far right. Because we don't want a terrorist getting in, so no one comes in. So there will be innocent people that do need asylum, that get, they think, tough shit, I want to break the eggs, stop them coming in. That's what a far right person would say. A far left person would say, no borders at all, no documents, let's just everyone come in, and then when the bad people come in, then we'll weed them out. They break the eggs later. Right? So I think they let everyone in, because I don't want to risk a genuine asylum seeker not being allowed in. So let everyone in, and then we'll deal with the bad apples when we get... That is the only difference between left and right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I honestly think that one's conservatives want to conserve the way things are, which is actually preventative. And the left wing, like, well, and morally and philosophically, I'm more left. Like, I think I don't believe in big government. I think that we're just... I don't like the fact that I didn't ask to be born. That was against my... That was a decision made before I existed. And then when I was born, I was attributed a national insurance number and told, right, you have to live here and to benefit from all this stuff, streetlights, that we empty your bins, you go to the end, you have to give us some of your money. Like, hang on, where the hell do I opt out of that? Like, I've signed up into this, I'm like born into this agreement that I didn't really, and they go, well, if you don't like it, fuck off. It's like, all right, but like, it's, so I don't, none of us are free. Freedom is an illusion.
No.
And yeah. I don't know why I was saying that, but I'm just, oh, basically,
right.
I'm more level.
A vital point.
So when people sort of like, oh, they're coming in, I'm like, well, all right, according to them, the world is this big planet. Why the fuck should anyone be tied to a particular patch of dirt? Because that's where you happen to fall out of their mum. Just because you fell out of your mum in Rwanda, why you got to stay there?
Don't you think it's weird that if your mum went to Brazil and gave birth to you, like she's on holiday and then gave birth a month early, that you would be entitled to live in Brazil as well?
Yeah, I'd isn't go that straight weird? There for them big old asses. But
that's literally a thing. So, if you could somehow get the money together, go on holiday somewhere, have your child born there, and then go, oh, thank God, they can live there now.
So I guess all these issues is the compromise. Like, how do we allow everyone to do what they want and be them, and also not get clattered with marbles every Sunday? How do you find the balance? Like, do you know what I mean?
It has to be someone's job to work this out that isn't me or you.
Well, no, the thing is, it's all about compromise and middle ground. And who is the people that you never hear from? Who's the silent, you know, if you look on social media, who don't never say anything about nothing? The fucking people in the middle, these are the ones that should, this is where we need to get to. Not ignore.
We need the centralist political party.
I want you to be happy, whoever you are listening to this. If you're a little bit, you know, not sure about your gender or you're multigendered or you're fluid, I want you to live your best life and be happy, free from persecution. I don't want you to be shamed. I don't want you to be marginalised.
Unless you're fat or you've got a big head, and then you will just ride at them.
Well, the head thing you can't help. The fatness is a choice. But yeah, to be fair, if you weren't fat, your head would look mad big, chopper chop. I mean, you can't have it. Can't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want you to live your life and be happy, but I also want, I don't want it to infringe on anyone else's happiness. I mean, happy versus if something that makes you unhappy could potentially make someone unhappy, like to go, right, I really feel like a woman, and to feel like a woman, I want to go into a woman's space, changing room, and be naked, and everyone accepts me as a woman, you know, that would make me feel like I'm actually accepted as a woman. But if that traumatizes other people, whose rights, when rights infringe other rights, I guess. Well, these are the balancing acts. And the trans issue is such an issue because this is a very good example of it. Because you want to do this and people don't want to, like, you want to go in the change room, you cock out as a woman, and these women in the change room don't want to see your cock. This is the whole, that's why it's an interesting point. You go, oh, you're prejudiced against trans people. Well, in a way, you're sort of like prejudiced against women if you're going, you've got to go in there and lump it. It's like, I don't want to lump. I'm 50, right? This woman's like, I'm 50. I've always been in women-only spaces. I don't want to get used to this. I don't like it. Where do I go? You can't have a women's change room where you don't allow trans women because that would be bigoted and that place would be shut down. You know, that place would be boycotted by the rainbow flag people, wouldn't it? So where the fuck how do you keep everyone happy? You can't always be happy.
Things have got to, it almost feels like things have to sort of slightly slip through the net traction to then...
Yeah, there will be a case where a convicted nonce does something heinous in a woman's space. And you know what? If it's one girl, it's too late. That's why we have to talk about it. I mean, it's boring. What are you talking about? Because it's a fucking... It's not resolved and it's important.
Yeah, what are they waiting for?
What you waiting for? Good weekend, mate.
I did a gig.
Go on.
Sometimes it's like this because we just have a conversation.
Oh, no.
Friday. Did a gig on Friday. Cambridge, Town and Gown. Lovely little room. Big room, lovely room.
One of the
room.
Best rooms in the southeast, and I only say that because I don't know every room in other areas. I don't know every room in the southeast, but it's one of the best rooms in the southeast. I'm going to say it. Said it.
And there was a guy in the front row. I said to him and his partner, "Are you married?" He said yes. She said no. He put his head down. She covered her face. She couldn't talk to me without having her hand over her face. She was very, very shy. But they sat front row.
Mm-hmm. Odd that.
Turns out. He's desperate to be in a relationship with her, but she will not be in a relationship with him.
Front row of a comedy club, perfect place to get that sorted. What the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah, but I sort of made out like it wasn't really a comedy night and that he had gathered everyone because he was going to ask
an intervention.
Her a big question.
Did he ask her?
No. Well, he was quite openly saying, I want to be in a relationship with her and she doesn't want to.
Mm. Do you know it's... I hope you're not going to say that term, FZ, because that's been outlawed, you know?
Oh, is it?
Apparently, it's some patriarchy shit. You're not allowed to say that. I've seen an art... And you're not allowed. I've seen some Jezebel article with some nutcases written. That's, the people are guilty of that as well, aren't they? Some absolute fucking loon will write some Substack fucking bullshit article that, like, remote controls are... A emblem of whiteness, and then like the other side run with it. It's like that's just one twat being a twat. So I think I've read somewhere that like friend zone is a problematic thing, like as if a woman's persecuting a man because she won't give in to his wishes.
But it doesn't need to not be doesn't need to be that way, does it? You can friend zone a girl.
Well, yeah, you can, but the good news is that I fuck all my friends, Ash, as you're about to find out.
What? Huh? You're outside.
Yeah. Look out your window. Yeah, love- Cooey! I'm just coming past on my rollerblades in a vest.
I mean, a really weird thing has just happened.
Someone knocked on the door.
No, my headphones somehow switched off and it went to my phone. So you said look out the window. My phone is over by the window or to my right. So you said look over the window. I looked over there and then the sound started coming out of my phone rather than my headphone.
Did it actually, imagine if you had my balls and cock pressed up against the glass.
But that was weird. Why did it jump out of my ear to my phone at that exact moment?
Simulation, bruv. How can it be anything else?
So you said cooey from over by the window.
Mm. And I said cooey, can I just say, because I'm not saying that's a gay trope.
That no, I said you did.
No, I know, but I just want to go drill in. But it's because I'm very friendly. Cooey! And like you look at it. Like,
you ever seen another comedian's cock and balls?
No, but I've heard about two. I know two very well hung. I know I have heard tell that two comedians are extremely well hung.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And one of them is mad that when I tell you afterwards. But anyway, have I seen a comedian's cock and balls? No. Only like... Ooh,
in my stomach.
Only like...
pressed through a jean.
Like... Did Billy Connolly do a... Someone did a strip, didn't they? I've seen something like that, probably.
Oh, yeah. You've seen like Jordan Gray's.
I never saw that. I haven't got a TV. And it was... Okay. I haven't seen hers. Again, I know this might be something you don't want to talk about, but anybody flashing their genitals on live TV, I mean, I'm not a prude, but forget anything else. Just there was genitals that weren't... People were watching it not expecting to see genitals. Is that all right?
I don't like it.
I wouldn't... Yeah. I feel like if Jerry Sadovitz did that, he'd have got in a lot of trouble for it.
I think he did.
There you go. A cock and balls is offensive unless it's a vagina. Is that what we're saying?
I think so, yeah.
I'm not digging anyone out. It's just an interesting, it's a very grey minefield. Isn't it?
You don't want a grey vagina.
No, that's but I'm saying it's a very grey area and it's a minefield. And just because it's difficult to navigate it, we must, Ash. Navigate it, we must. Anyway, talk to me about the friend zone, you fucking white colonial patriarch.
I don't know much about the friend zone, but I know this poor boy Ryan was in it.
Mm.
And afterwards, he sort of come back into the room to speak to the comedians and she was there with him and she's just like, I just don't know, I'm scared of relationships.
She sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. And he went, oh, we sleep together. I was like, oh, I don't know that you do now.
And I don't know, what do you think, I'm Dr. Phil? Why are you telling me this?
Yeah, it's weird. Comedy's a weird thing, isn't it? People think that
said it. I when I'm emceeing, I ask people a question and they answer it. I'm thinking, I wouldn't have answered. But why? It's like the Wonder Woman's fucking lasso of truth, isn't it? a mic.
I'm really staggered sometimes when you ask a question and you get an answer.
They're like, they're confession. I've said to people, anyone here been dogging? And like, in a village where everyone knows each other, some of woman's been, yeah, I've got a ghost now and then. And everyone's going, what the fuck? She drinks in here every... And I'm going, oh, fuck, you've outed yourself. But I don't, like, but they're just like, oh, yeah, why not? Like,
yeah,
it's fucking weird.
The cloak of truth is cast over a comedy club.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, we're asking them, are we funny constantly, aren't we? But that's what our little jokes are. What about that one?
This is basically weird. There is a weird thing, like Derren Brown talked about it years ago. I remember watching it where he said, like, if you go shake someone's hand and then you grab the outside of their wrist rather than engaging your hand in theirs and ask them a question, they will answer truthfully a lot of the time because it just throws them. And I think that if that's true, then that is what comedy is doing. You look at someone dead in the eyes, they're used to it being on the telly, and they're like, oh, God.
There's something. Like, I've noticed how weird people that aren't in entertainment act when the spotlight's on them. They talk in a weird way. Like, you go, hello, mate. Hello. And you go, what's your name? And they go, Daniel. And you go, Daniel. They go, it is. Like, they would never say that on the street.
Yeah.
Is that your wife? It is indeed. It's like, who are you talking? Why are you talking like that? Why are you talking like a Victorian
Page boy?
Because
they're trying to be cagey. They're trying to be cagey.
I used to have
a
theory, which I've now realised is wrong, that the only time in the 50s and 60s when the older generation saw a member of the public on the... This is such a fucked up... This is how fucked up I am. The only time, like, a member of the public saw another member of public on the television was when it was playing that you're not allowed to say yes or no game. So I've noticed that... Like, when you speak to them, they don't want to say yes or no. Have you noticed that?
Well, they're trying to cage up. They're trying to not give you information, but they're also scared to not answer.
Do you live in Brighton, mate? I do. How long have you lived here? Oh, long time now. I think over 20 years. Over 20 years, I'd say.
But then it's like...
They're like bulletins. Just
they feel they have to answer. It's like when people get stopped by the police.
Yes, exactly.
When
that.
You watch
exactly
it,
that. They're informal. They're
when
informal.
You watch it on YouTube, and they're like, "I don't have to give you anything," and the police are like, "Yes, you do," and he's like, "No, I don't have to say anything." And then it goes on and on, and he's like, "Are you charging me with anything? Otherwise, I'm going to drive away." And they're like, "Ooh," and then they just drive away. That's because you don't actually have to answer anything if
you
they're not charged. You don't have to give any information.
If
I really
giving my children advice, though, I would say just answer. Because you
of
know,
of course,
because you know,
of course,
they don't...
But I'm saying in a comedy club.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah,
the same thing's happening.
Yeah, I did.
There's so much social pressure.
I emceed a gig on Saturday, and there was this bell end there, and so we had the first interval, right, and then at the start of the second section, he walked from the back of the room right in front of the stage, which was about a foot high, and just stood looking at me in front of the stage.
Oh my God.
And I went, you know what, mate? He went, yep. I said, why are you standing there? We're going for a wee. We're going to a little boys' room. Older bloke. And I went, you didn't want to go in the interval. He went, I want to go now. And I went, what's your name? He went, Peter. And then he sort of like held his, I said, well, are we going to stand there? And he just like held his dick like he was desperate. And went, ooh, and ran off. So then I started.
Hey, what was that for?
Right. That's the beginning. That was him to, that was so he knew, that was so everyone knew he was a cunt. So then when he came back from the bar, the toilet, I keep saying bathroom, I've been watching a lot of American stuff
lately. It's okay.
He came back in his towel, with a towel on his head and a soap and a rope over his shoulder, and he walked back through. Oh, no, here he goes, where are you going now? He goes, I'm going to get a drink. And I went, again, didn't do that interval, I want a drink now. Carry on. And I was like, is he with anyone? Like, that started, like, got a few laughs, got some laughs. I'm pretty good at what I do, actually. And anyway, that. Then in the second interval, he comes walking in the green room, which was just a kitchen behind the stage. You all don't have to hide in the dark, you know. So anyway, he says to the middle act, you from Aylesbury, are you? Yeah, he goes, oh yeah, I go there a lot because I'm a classic cars. And I was in the green room with Ben Norris. And Ben, because he'd just turned up, he was on a double. He goes, who's that? I went, mate, you missed it. I said, he's a absolute fucking knob. He just come and stood in front of the stage. And he went, what's he doing in here? And I went, I don't know, he just walked in. And I went, I've got to get out of here. So me and him just went outside. It was freezing. Didn't even have my coat on. Went outside.
Just walked away because that bloke was in the green room.
Mate, the way he walked in, I thought he owned the town. Oh, it was insane how bold she was.
Yeah.
And you sort of go, do you know what? You're probably late 60s, mid to late 60s, but I still want to punch you in the mouth.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That kind of attitude, that kind of behaviour.
He had a shirt and V-neck jumper on with the sleeves rolled up. I mean, what?
I've seen him a million times, yeah, unfortunately.
Glasses, bit of a gammon.
Stupid glasses.
You know, probably runs a company, got a few quid. He was like...
But it's weird because imagine if you just ignored him at the centre of stage.
I did.
And no, then nothing at all. Then he walks on. You go, look, by the way, I did see him. I've just met him so many times. I'm not giving him an ounce of interaction.
Oh, I got some funny jokes out of him. What did he say he did?
No, but I wonder what would happen then, because that's all he wants.
Oh, yeah,
for
I just walked out. I walked out. I've been going long enough that, although, if I was to say I didn't need approval from strangers, I would be a fucking liar.
Because you're still doing
it. I don't need approval from that bloke. I don't need that kind of approval.
No, I understand.
It's like, I just shut up, sit down. I went, who's he with? I looked at this woman and this woman just looked sad. And I went, is he with you? And there's like 100 people in the room. She dropped her head and went, yeah. I said, fuck. I picked her out of the crowd. I didn't know. Honestly, didn't know.
Did you say all this as well?
Yeah,
that's quite
funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, I could just tell. I could just tell from your face. Like, that. I mean, I've got to put up with this prick for an hour and a half, love. I didn't say love. I don't know why I said that. What's happened to me today? I said, I don't know. You put up with him, treacle tits. What? Hey, fuck you. Through the old duck flaps. Come on.
Through the old duck flaps. Yeah. And away ye go.
So,
I've not really played, chess.
Say again.
By the way. Sorry. I've not really played chess. I apologise for that.
I've been monitoring your progress or lack of.
I've been doing a bath for him and I.
Been doing the bath for me. Hey, do you fancy playing chess this week? Oh, we've got. I'm away from Thursday to Sunday.
Oh, are you?
I've got Thursday London, Friday Oxfordshire, Saturday London, then Bristol, Sunday Kent.
Lovely. How are you getting from London to Bristol on Monday?
The gig is a corporate in the day, and I'm going to get the
lovely. Nice.
It's not lovely. I've got to take the PA and everything.
On the train?
No, exactly. I've got to drive in, and then I'm going to get the train from London to Bristol, otherwise I won't make it, and then I've got to get my car. It's a logistical work of art, mate. Oh, Hibbler's releasing Old World Order soon. The documentary about the ancient race of giants.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Did you know? You know that we learned about the Great Fire of London? Do you know everywhere had one?
Everywhere had a Great Fire of London?
Yeah. And they just tell you about that one.
Yeah, it's always been very suspicious to me that, because it A, killed the plague, B,
got rid of all the giants' houses. That's
what... It was like, hold on, wasn't it 1666? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but the look at the ones they left. If you go to Norwich Cathedral, and I recommend it, not the Roman Catholic one.
But 1666 is too recent for there to have been giants and it not be documented, isn't it?
Well, it's documented by Cronenberg. Wasn't it? Was that 1664? What's Cronenberg?
Oh, lovely. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Saint like
Sorry.
That.
Sorry.
Yeah. You go to the Norwich Cathedral and the door's just like too big. Like the door's like 40 foot in the air. And you're going, they were shorter then. Why is the door that big?
It's like they had to sit on high raised up carts or something.
No, we're not talking about the fucking king of fucking
Belgium.
Sumatra. No, I don't know. No, that's more like 300 or something, isn't it? One of them sedan chairs. We didn't have them. And if, like, honestly, you look at it and it's like the wood involved. It's like, wouldn't you just made a little door? Why is the fucking door ridiculous?
Status, mate. Status.
Nah, giants, mate.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Forgot about the giants.
I mean, I'm not talking like a big door. I'm talking like a super big door. And you got to do the archway. And it's just so much more work.
Yeah, well, it all adds up now, doesn't it? Well, yeah, let's play chess this week.
Can I just say, and you go, well, if there's, where are their remains?
Oh, I didn't ask that.
Oh, what's that? Their remains, you say? Well, they found a massive old leg bone, right? And
yeah.
I think that if you zoom out, which is my MO, this is what I do. I zoom
you
out.
You have to, if they're giants, I guess.
Right? Yeah, you got to zoom out to fit him on screen. Okay. Oh, no, that's not a giant's leg. That was a massive lizard. All right. Yeah, that's believable. Yeah. Where's the skull of the massive lizard? Oh, we've never found one of them. We just pretend we've got... I don't think they've ever found a dinosaur.
Okay.
And?
We'll live stream some chess this week, shall we?
Yeah, can do, mate.
Can do. Sounds like you don't want to. Okay,
of
cool.
Of course
cool.
I do. I suggested it.
Yeah, can do.
I've suggested it.
Yeah.
Freaking redact.
Yeah, can do. Can do.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, go on then. I got accused of being a toxic male on Saturday by an act when I was doing a bit with another act about something that they weren't privy to.
Oh, yeah.
So I was talking to the promoter who comes from a town which I know is a bit rough. And then he came in, he went, oh, look, I'm drinking non-alcoholic beer now. I don't drink, right? So, and he goes, oh, what would they say back in Doncaster? Because I obviously know Doncaster. And I went, yeah, hide it, Matt. I said, pour it in another bottle. Or, you know, what if someone takes a picture? And then it was Ben. He walked in, he went, oh, it's just tiresome toxic masculinity, isn't it? And I went, oh, no, you missed the whole bit where we were taking the piss earlier that Doncaster is backward like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were making a joke that, isn't it funny that they would probably say this? And he thought,
Does he mean you were being toxic?
Yeah, because he walked in as I was saying it.
I thought maybe he meant...
No, he meant... Oh,
the fact that you would feel you had to do that.
No, he sort of like called me out for it.
Oh, yeah, nice. And I went, good old Ben.
No, that's not what's happening here. You just walked in. But do you
know
what?
What did he say to that?
I said, I'll tell you what. I said, toxic masculinity, mate. I said, we get all the best pussy.
It's fair play. Speak to you on Wednesday, listener, and you, Justin, for that matter.
I'll be here listening. Waiting.
You'll be listening?
I'll be listening to you. Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a buzz.
And we've got to have a new sign off. And I've been just listening to Ash.
And I've been Ash, mainly listening to Justin.
No, you say it the other way around. You say, I've been Ash listening to Justin. Right, go stop.
Okay, I've been Ash listening to Justin.
And I've been just... No, sorry, do it again.
I've been Ash listening
and
to
I've
Justin.
I've been Justin talking over Ash.